when we make our turn and we start heading back for home, or, and I'll see white puffs out front. Holy geez, that's something new. Never saw them before. And I look down on the lead group, which I'm flying off, you know, and holy cripes, there's a bunch of FW-190s coming in, like 10 of them line abreast, 8, you know, something like that, shooting at them. And I, holy cripes, by that time we were getting hit. And my autopilot went out, and the plane started up in the air like that, so I overcame that and flew it manually from there on. And you know, we had a couple engines out, fire, they had a fire in each wing, on each wing, a small fire at the cap, gas cap, and nothing I could do. I mean, no fire extinguisher to handle that problem. There is if there's one in a fire in the engine, you know, but not in the wing. So we fly on, and the last thing I remember seeing, you know, I rang a bailout button. You know, whether it rang or not, I don't even know. But the guys in the waist, of course, we had no communication, essentially, by that time. So I didn't know what had gone on back there. And finally, the co-pilot says, hey, is it okay if I go? And I said, yeah, it's okay, you know, and he left. Then when I figured, I'm getting down to about 10,000 feet, I better get out myself, you know, and I look back, and oh, Jesus, the bomb bay doors are still closed, you know, and of course, you normally go out the bomb bay doors. So, interesting, I mean, I was annoyed that the guys didn't tell me that, you know, didn't make any difference, you know, wouldn't make any difference, because I found out fast enough anyway. But, you know, it was one of those things that I had a brief annoyance, and so I had oxygen and a flak suit, flak vest, and earphones and the microphone, and I had to whip it all off and head down the flight deck there, dropped it underneath and crawled up through the tunnel to the nose wheel doors, and they were open. I was hoping they were open because I assumed the guys went out that way. And the radar operator spilled a chute in the plane. He had to go out with it in his arms. But anyway, by the time I got to the nose wheel doors, I had grabbed a hold of the opening, and the plane started to spin. As soon as I let go of the controls, you know, it started up. So I dropped out head first and rolled over on my back, and I sees the plane spinning above me. And so I said, well, I'll wait a while and see if I can get out from under this thing, you know, in case the chute might foul on it, you know. I didn't want that to happen. So we rode down like that for a while, and I lost a boot. My left boot came off. Oversized flying. I always wore oversized ones for warmth, not for walking, but you know, so I just sitting there, and that came off. And I finally thought, Jesus, quite a while. I better look at the ground. I roll over. Holy Jesus! Pull the ripcord, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground. I mean, I never had a ride in a chute that I can remember. You know, I mean, it was instantaneous. Zip, bang, and on my back on the ground. So I'm looking back, I mean, there's a plane sitting there burning, you know, about 100 feet away.